From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Major airlines are reporting no cancellations or delays following the State Department's new travel alert for Europe. It was issued amid rising concerns of possible terrorist attacks in European cities. The State Department's Patrick Kennedy.
The situation, I think, can be really summed up by what Secretary Clinton said a couple of days ago, which is we all know that Al-Qaeda and its networks of terrorists wish to attack both European and American targets.
NPR's Eric Westerveld reports Britain has also raised its threat level.
The State Department's warning Sunday said current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks and warned Americans traveling in Europe to be aware of their surroundings at tourist and transit areas. The warning also added the somewhat vague advice to adopt appropriate safety measures while traveling. In the UK, the government raised its terrorism threat level from general to high for citizens traveling to France and Germany. The warnings come in the wake of news last week of a possible thwarted plot by Islamist terrorists to attack targets in Europe using small arms fire type assaults on public areas. Britain's Home Secretary, Theresa May, said the U.S. State Department's decision to change its advice for Europe was, quote, consistent with our assessment. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
Pakistan may be poised to reopen a key border crossing to Afghanistan used by U.S. and NATO supply trucks. It's been closed for days in protest of a recent NATO helicopter strike that killed three Pakistani troops. Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. said the border crossing could be open sometime this week. It's used to bring fuel, spare parts, and other non-lethal supplies to foreign troops in Afghanistan. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is a step closer to announcing his candidacy for mayor of Chicago. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us he's launching a listening tour to see what residents want in a new mayor.
Emanuel left the White House with a high-profile emotional send-off on Friday, poking a little fun at his legendary temper and propensity for profanity. By Saturday, he'd launched a website showcasing his mayoral hopes, and now Emanuel's taken another incremental step towards simply saying, I'm in.
As I prepare to run for mayor, I'm going to spend the next few weeks visiting our neighborhoods at grocery stores, L stops, bowling alleys, and hot dog stands. I'm calling this the Tell It Like It Is tour.
The website says the tour starts bright and early Monday and that Emanuel wants to hear what Chicagoans would like from, quoting here, their next mayor. Emanuel served 6 years in Congress representing Chicago's North Side. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Facebook is a guilty pleasure for a lot of people on the computer and now at the movie theater. The film The Social Network topped the weekend box office with $23 million in ticket sales. This is NPR. 15 people were hurt in an explosion at a plaza in northeastern Mexico. Authorities believe drug cartels are targeting the civilian population to cause chaos. Police believe the attackers tossed a grenade at the main square in the town of Guadalupe last night. Six children were among the injured. None of the injuries, though, was life-threatening. The second of three planned strikes has hit the London subway system. In London, Larry Miller reports the dispute is costing the capital's economy an estimated $75 million a day.
London commuters face travel problems through Tuesday morning. The subway's management says so many people now use prepaid swipe cards, fewer ticket staff are needed. Subway bosses want to redeploy 800 such workers. The unions argue this risks passenger safety and will lead to job losses. Talks broke down last week, caught in the middle of the traveling public. To help ease the pain, more than 100 extra buses are being laid on, and there are 10,000 extra seats on boats operating on the River Thames. In the initial walkout last month, the tube ran a third of its normal service. Management hopes to keep a similar skeleton operation running during this walkout. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
It was not a good day for Americans at the Ryder Cup golf tournament in Wales. Europe surged into the lead by claiming all but half a point in the latest session of team matches. The Americans' dismal performance left them trailing 6.5 to 9.5 at the wet and blustery Celtic Manor. Tiger Woods took the biggest loss of his Ryder Cup career, and Phil Mickelson cemented the worst record ever for a U.S. player. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for